Well, that must be, he scratched his chin and looked helplessly at Melanie. I can't seem to come up with the name of that fish.
You must mean the blue angel fish, Melanie said slowly.
Henry noticed that she looked a little taken aback. Nick Simon was a marine biologist. Surely he had heard of a blue angel fish.
And I want to collect seashells, Benny announced. Lots of them.
Me too. Violet added. I like the ones that are pink and white. You can hold them up to your ear.
Oh, those are conch shells, Catherine Kelly said. You'd better not touch them. You can get slapped with a $500 fine for removing them. She sounded annoyed.
$500 just for picking up a seashell?
Henry asked. He looked doubtful. Well, she's right, Melanie assured him. We have signs posted around Camp Coral to remind you. You're not allowed to take any conch shells from the camp. Her voice was very serious. And you shouldn't even touch the coral, because the bacteria on your hand can kill it.
But my hands are clean, Benny said.
He held up his hands to show her, smiling proudly. I'm sure they are, Benny, but the slightest human touch can destroy an entire stand of coral that took thousands of years to grow, Melanie insisted. After dinner, the Aldens changed into bathing suits and joined Hillary and Joshua Slade and some other campers at the edge of the water. A boat was anchored at the shore, and Melanie was handing out plastic pails to everyone.
What are we doing?
Suli asked.
Are we going fishing?
Sort of. Each of you is going to collect specimens to keep in your aquarium. Just fill your pail with seawater and step on the boat. I'll explain more once we get going, Melanie said.
But I don't even have an aquarium,
Benny protested. Oh, yes, you do. Melanie grinned. You have your very own aquarium with your name on it in the Ocean Studies room. I checked it this morning. Each of you has one.
My own aquarium?
Benny was excited.
What's in it?
Well, nothing but salt water just yet. But I bet you'll collect lots of exciting fish tonight.
Violet looked doubtful. What if we pick the wrong fish?
She asked.
What if they eat each other?
Don't worry. I'll be here to help you. Melanie helped the campers into the boat. Then she cast off the thick rope that anchored it and signaled to a young man to start the engine. They moved swiftly over the crystal water until Melanie signaled to stop the engine. Let's stop. It's shallow here, she said, jumping overboard. The water rose just past her knees. You can collect some really pretty sponges, and there are plenty of algae and sea fans.
Ooh, there's something spiky down there,
Violet said, peering nervously into the water. Oh, that's a sea urchin. You can take him. He'll do fine in your pail, Melanie assured her. When everyone had gathered sponges...